The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Would you like to survive or thrive? Would you like to start creating the life you would actually like to live, rather than living by everyone else's expectations and requirements? What can we do to change this? Choose it. And that starts now by joining us on Being Outside the Box with your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Being Outside the Box. So today we kick off our holiday spectacular for the next 6 weeks here. And the whole target of November and December is about thriving through the holidays instead of just surviving. So what would it really take to do that? What would we have to be or do different to be okay to go have dinner with Uncle So-and-so without all the judgment that he wants to dish out with dinner or whatever that is for you? And even today, my daughter and I were driving to go have some lunch and people were having a standoff for a parking spot. So what would it take for us to have fun throughout this holiday season rather than all the interesting energy that comes up in this reality? So that's what today is going to start off with, and we're going to go through the rest of the holiday season. Before I get to our guest, though, today, I want to tell you about a Facebook campaign we just put up. You can go to Being Outside the Box, or you can go to my LynnWaldrop.com. I did a challenge today, the Generosity of Spirit Challenge. So starting tomorrow, there's 40 days left in 2013. And what if every day you slowed down just enough in your day to offer kindness, nurturing, gentle generosity to someone else or something else? And it's the kind of thing that you actually desire in your life. Because, you know, we have a tendency to be kinder to others than we even are to ourselves. So this is to take pause to in the midst of all this chaos that happens in the holiday season, how can you put a smile on somebody's face? How can you help an elderly person? How can you do whatever that is? Run somebody's bars. Be creative. Like me on Facebook. Like us at LynnWaldrop.com. Like us at Being Outside the Box. And tell us what amazing thing you did every day to be you changing the world. That's my challenge to you. So today my guest is Corey Michelle Johnson, and I just love Corey. She is a business success coach. She's an access consciousness facilitator and very recently just an author. So we're going to talk about, oh, how I judge thee, let me count the ways. Welcome, Corey. Well, good. Yes, and that's the whole point. How do we turn this holiday season into having fun for us? What would that take? Well, you know what? All my relatives are dead now, so you know it's really possible for me. I get to choose who I want to spend time with. But besides killing all of your family, let's move on. So I wanted to start with a clearing, because when I was getting ready for this, this was jumping up and just really in my face. So again, any of you guys who are new to the show and haven't heard the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, and you're going to hear me say some pretty weird things, go to the accessconsciousness.com site. They'll give you more clarity on the clearing statement and clarity just kind of on what Access Consciousness is about. But really, it's really about clearing the energy of whatever that angst, whatever that, you know, polarity, whether it's positive or negative, is on whatever the topic is. So the one I wanted to start with is all of the implants and explants in lifetimes of being a judge of any kind Would you guys be willing to destroy and uncreate that and fire yourself from that job? So everything that doesn't allow that, can we destroy and uncreate it, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So all the implants and explants and lifetimes of being the judge of any kind and everywhere where that was your job, will you guys please fire yourself from that job and free yourself up to have choice now? And everything that doesn't allow that, can we destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what comes up for you, Corey? What's the first thing that comes up in terms of the holidays? What makes you contract about the holidays?
Oh, well, it's really different right now. But when you mention that, it's like all the stuff that used to be really real for me comes up. And when I used to go into the holidays, I would dread them. It was the most miserable time of the year for me. And I would hear all my friends and everybody else talking about how happy it was and how amazing it was to get to spend so much time with their families and all that stuff. And I was like, well, I definitely deeply care about my family, but there was so much junk in the space that I wasn't really able to just let go, be me, and have fun. Like, mm-hmm. It just was always a chore. And I don't know. I just is heavy. I can barely even talk about it.
So all the polarity that's coming up for everybody about having to spend time with family, even though you love them, they can be a pain in the ass. Let's just face it. Okay, let's be real here. So can we destroy and uncreate all that?
Oh, yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, meons. So, I mean, what is that energy? Because, you know, there are more suicides at the time of the holidays in the U.S. than any other time of the year. And, like, it's supposed to be a happy time. What is that?
Yeah, what is that? What is that? I know that one of the things for me was just that space of all of the expectations, right? Not only the expectations of it's supposed to be happy and I'm not, and then I judge myself for that. Like, why am I not happy? Should be happy.
Because we're always wrong.
Right. Like, gosh, that's a really great one to judge ourselves for. But even just all the expectations, right? Here's what you're expected to do. Here's the amount of money you're expected to spend. Here's all the gifts you should be doing. And if you don't do any of that or you don't do it right, then something's wrong, right? Or somebody's going to judge you. Or, you know, like even I remember, you know, Thanksgiving and it's like, you didn't do the green beans right, right? Or so-and-so's doing this. And then the kind of the family gossip that's going on. And it's like, wow, how much junk are we creating to put in the space of the holidays? I can imagine why people would want to just check out.
So let me give you guys the phone number if you want to call in and ask some questions or have some clearing done for whatever your holiday issue is. The number is 866-472-5795. Again, it's 866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. But yeah, let's clear some of that. So all of the expectations, projections, separations that you have or someone has put on you about being happy for the holidays, how much money you spend on their presents, how you make the green beans or whatever else that is, can we destroy and uncreate all of that?
I say yes to that.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. That is so funny because, you know, we literally make such little things so real. My daughter is going to kill me because she's on here all the time. I'm talking about Tasha for everybody out there. She was just talking today about how someone in our family did not make the stuffing correct, the way grandma used to do, but when grandma was alive, and how that was like this huge thing for her. Like, why did somebody use stovetop and not make it grandma's way? And it was this big deal to her. So it's just like your green bean thing. Mm-hmm. Why do we have to make things so solid and so real and take something as tiny as that and turn it into such a big deal?
Yeah, what is that? Why do we do that?
What's the value in that for us? So for Tasha, I know it's like she really would rather have her grandmother here. But instead of saying, I miss grandma, it comes out, why can't anybody make the food that grandma made?
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere where everybody out there maybe misidentifies and misapplies, and really it's one thing, but it comes out a different way, can we be willing to be, know, receive, and perceive the truth of what that is and destroy and uncreate all the crap around it?
Heck yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, online, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what if we did something different, just like that first judge kind of clearing? So what about all the oaths and vows maybe that we even have to our family members, right? And what if we have, what was coming up for me when I was prepping for this was, how many people have oaths and vows to always be on the opposing side and refuse to see eye to eye with people that are currently in their families? And so literally, no matter what somebody does, they're wrong, right? They always have to pick the opposing viewpoint.
Right. And the other way, too, is you always have to be either right or wrong as well.
Yeah.
I noticed that for myself. I think there was a point in time where I felt like everybody was against me.
Oh.
So it felt like everybody was making me wrong.
There you go. So all of those oaths and vows that you have to any of your family members to always be wrong or always be right or always have to be in a struggle with them or whatever that is, can we revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, announce, destroy, and uncreate all that?
Heck yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. That's
right,
pretty.
Right. And it's interesting too, those internal family conflicts, right, where we're choosing to oppose, right? It's like we can't be on the same side, and we have to be right about our point of view and defend it.
Yep. And how many of those times it's like you, with the defending, you have no choice. You mm-hmm. always have to be in reaction of what everybody does. And is that really what you want to be? Do you want to be in reaction mode, or do you want to have choice?
Exactly.
And, you know, I end up talking with a lot of people because, oh my gosh, I used to be one of these where, you know, I always had to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. See how this kind of goes right back to the whole judge thing?
Yep.
Right? And it was like, finally, Gary looked at me one day and he said, look, let me just cut the chase here. Would you rather tell the truth, or would you rather have an easy life? And I went, wow. It's that it really can be that simple.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. And I was just having that conversation the other day with someone, and I had the exact same experience where I had so much value on the truth and basically spewing my truth all over everybody else when it was creating conflict.
Yep.
And there was a part of me that enjoyed it. Right? Like, I'm just going to get to be right here and make them wrong. And on some level, whether that's what I was thinking or if it was just like, no, I'm just going to prove myself, because proving myself means that I'm okay. Like, if I could just get them to get this point that I'm right, then I'm okay.
Hmm. So everything that brings up for anybody, can we just run and create all that?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So at what point in time in somebody's life did you decide that you're wrong? So you always have to go out to prove that you're right, to prove mm-hmm. you have value or prove you exist.
Yeah.
And exactly. Everything that is, can we just run and create it all?
Heck yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what I thought might be fun is think of different holidays that you've had with different people and, you know, like crazy holiday, you know, like somebody went off or, you know what I'm saying, whatever made you insane at a particular holiday. In fact, Tasha and I were talking the other day about how a couple Thanksgivings ago, we kindly call it the gun Thanksgiving. We had several family members that all brought their guns to Thanksgiving dinner. And at the time, it wasn't funny. We were not amused whatsoever. But I look back at that and I go, you know, that's just crazy pants.
Mm-hmm.
It's just just an interesting point of view.
Right. It's interesting what people choose.
Yep, guns for Thanksgiving. How's it get better than that?
Guns for Thanksgiving, definitely. Well, I was just thinking, too, one thing that as we're talking is coming up is, I know friends of my family's not a big drinking family, so there weren't, you know, big drunken outbursts at the holidays for me growing up, but I remember friends talking about that, and just looking at that going, people are so either uncomfortable or trying to prove that they're right, right, just prove that they're okay, or whatever they're doing, that they feel the need to check out by getting drunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all that creates within the family dynamic, right? And I remember hearing stories from friends saying that sort of thing would happen. There would be a big drama or trauma going on. And it was like, wow, that's so interesting to me. And it always happens around the holidays or around significant family gatherings. So it's like, I wonder what it is that family means to people that's creating all the significance to have them totally shift in their behavior. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Well, what is that?
So what's the value in the shift for people? So how many people are actually comfortable with their family? I know I was talking to a client the other day and we were talking about family. And as soon as I brought up, you know, the word, their mother who had passed away, literally like she transformed into this like 2-year-old in front of me. So just bringing up the word her mother literally made her contract back into that person she was when she was 2.
Yeah.
So when we're around family, do we like go back to whatever that point is in time when we were kind of the most comfortable or the most whatever that is for us with that family? And it just, I mean, everything just pushes your buttons.
Exactly. And going back into that role that we were, like our position in the family.
Like yeah,
what is
I like that.
And are we still upholding it and maintaining that?
So everywhere where you have a role or position in your family, will you guys be willing to fire yourself from that job too?
Yes.
And everything that doesn't allow that, can we destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Believe it or not, we're at our first break. Please call us at 866-472-5795, and we'll be back in just a minute with Corey Michelle.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being outside the box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Being outside the box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, 7th Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at LynnWaldrop.com.
Being outside the box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws, Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people, ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're at the effect of everyone and everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Welcome back, everybody. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook at Being Outside the Box or at LynnWaldrop.com and join up for the Generosity of Spirit Challenge. Today I have Corey Michelle Johnson with me, and we're talking about, oh, how you judge me, let me count the ways. Welcome back, Corey.
Thanks.
So we want to keep talking about family, because what's an interesting thing for me is so many people I run into, it's like family. So what is your definition of family? And so many people always tell me, oh, it's like your blood relatives. Well, I was adopted, so I never had the quote unquote blood relative implant that so many people have. So I've gone through my life, like I would always have these women that would just take me, or even men that would take me under their wing and kind of be like this mentor. And in the beginning, they would like be my mentor, and then they'd leave my life and I'd be all sad that they left. But it was like they came and did their job. You know, they were here to show me something, something I was asking for. And then maybe they left, and that never seemed to bring me down. You know, I was okay with that. So for me, I always created my family. And for me, my friends, people that had my back, whatever that was, they were always a part of my family in my mind. But I hear so many families talking about, you know, they don't want you to bring your friends to family holiday dinners because they're not your relative, that kind of point of view. So would you be willing to change that point of view and look at, I mean, what is family? What's family mean to you, Corey?
That's a great question. You know, I think I'm more in your camp, right, of like, I create my family, and I feel like I've got my blood relatives that are awesome, and then I've got this family that of people, it's almost like a, some people would call it like a soul group or something like that, but I don't really have another way to explain it. But it is like that created family, that created sense of the people that come into your life that are a contribution, that are easy for you to be around. Those are, I would call my family, but I don't really use family that much. But it's funny, my brother, gosh, if he was ever listening to any of my stuff, he would just cringe that I'm going to tell the story, but a few years ago, it was Mother's Day, and I was really, really, really busy at that point in time, and I had something going on for Mother's Day, and I couldn't go to my mom's house. And my brother just made me wrong for it. How can you're not being a good family member, and how could you not come to Mother's Day? And I had already spoken to my mom, and I said, hey, can we hang out Tuesday instead? And he was just not okay that I wasn't willing to go over there on Mother's Day, that I had made other plans. And it was so interesting to me because I was like, wow, my reality of family is so much different than his. Like, he has definite expectations about what it is to be a good sister, a good daughter, and now I'm an aunt to his little girl. And it's like, well who are you going to be? Are you going to live up to my expectations? And I just have to laugh because I'm like, that's so not mine. That's just his interesting point of view about it all, right? And I still get to choose for me instead of just doing whatever he wanted me to do because that was his point of view.
Oh, my goodness. And you just opened a huge can of worms. So what happens at the holidays? You just said, I'm going to choose for me. And how many people sacrifice themselves and do everything about the holidays through obligation?
Exactly. Exactly.
And is that ever a fun energy to be in? Ever?
No. And you know what? For me, whenever I'm in obligation, it's just even more miserable. Right?
Yeah.
It's not, when I'm not choosing for me, or even just altering my choice. So if it was an obligation in the beginning and I chose to do it anyway, to be able to change the energy on it in the moment and say, you know what? I'm here. I'm actually going to choose to be here versus make it crappy and miserable because I was obligated and I don't really want to be here anyway. Right.
So everywhere where you guys do all these things for the holidays out of obligation and sacrifice, can we please just join and create all of that?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, meons. Wow. There's only a few of you that do that out there. Good Lord Almighty. So, I mean, what is the value in that? I mean, the truth is, you know, anytime I've done something out of obligation, like y'all, people always go to like weddings out of obligation or funerals even out of obligation, things like that, because you're supposed to show up, you're supposed to be there. But not what you got to get is not only are you miserable, but you make everybody else miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get even more judgment because you made everybody else miserable. So what would it take for you to either choose not to go or pock and pod all your sense of obligation? And then if you choose to go, you say, you know what? I mean, here's a tool. I do this all the time. So what can I be or do different that's going to make this fun for me?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't go anywhere or do anything anymore unless I ask the question, what can I be or do different that's going to make this fun for me? And if it's not going to be fun for me, it ain't happening.
Exactly. And you know what? Here's another question that I absolutely love, because it puts a little bit different, an additional spin on it. And it was Gary, I remember him telling this story years ago, where he was in Paris or something like that, and his daughter was there with him, and she asked him to go shopping, dress shopping with her. And he's like, my first initial thought was, oh, God, I don't want to go shopping. And then he asked a question. He was like, if I choose to do this, will it expand my relationship with my daughter?
Ooh, I like this.
And he got a yes. So he chose it. And instead of going into it going, oh, God, I have to do this, like the obligation thing, he's like, if choosing this will expand my relationship to my daughter, that's a priority for me. I will choose it. And then he could be with it. He could be with the dress shopping, even though it might not have been as fun as doing something else, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I love asking questions like that, too, of like, okay, well, will this, like, how can this expand my relationship? Or will it expand my relationship? Or will it contribute to peace and ease in my family? Versus just the solo point of view of, well, will this be fine and what am I getting out of it, which is also another question I ask. So I add that energy in there too. And just like you, if I'm going to choose it, I'm going to have fun with it. Even if
exactly.
It's not something, maybe it wasn't my first choice. But if
but
it's
usually
going to create more connection with my family, I might choose it anyway.
Exactly. And even then, let's be clear, it still is a choice. So
exactly.
Even if you get that, yeah, it will expand my relationship with my daughter or whatever, you still have choice. You still don't want to go to, okay, I'm going to do it out of obligation again. That kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I love that. But see, for me, if I choose yes, then automatically I know it's going to be fun. I'm going to turn it into something fun. Let's be realistic, guys. Have you ever gone into a public bathroom and the person that's cleaning the bathroom is whistling while they work? Okay. If they can have fun with their job, then you got to get that choosing for something to be fun is just a choice.
Yep.
We try to make it into A has to happen for it to be fun or B has to happen for it to be fun. But it really doesn't. It's really just a choice that, you know what? I'm going and I'm going to have a good time no matter what.
Exactly.
So what if you demanded that of you when you went for your Thanksgiving dinner or your Christmas dinner or your Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or whatever you're going to this season and said, you know what, I don't care what happens today. Everything is just – so one of my things that I love is everything's just an interesting point of view because I like to have my opinion. I'm sure, Corey, you and everybody else likes your opinion, right? And they're all just interesting points of view. And every time I think of the holidays, I always think of my husband has an Uncle Robert. And every year that Uncle Robert came over, he'd walk in the door and he'd be like, wow, you're fat this year. What'd you gain, 50 pounds this year? Like, that would literally be the hi, hello as he's walking through the door.
Wow.
And then the next year he'd come back and he'd be like, wow, like, you lost so much weight. Are you anorexic? You know? So I finally learned that, like, whatever his sticking point is has something to do with weight, you know? Mm-hmm. And no matter what I do or I be, that's one of his things. And am I going to necessarily change that? No. So there's a lot of people then that want to go to exclusion and say, well, we're never inviting Uncle Robert back again because he's, you know, rude and obnoxious, right? And I don't exclude anybody from that either. So I always tell people my life is a party and an invitation and I invite everybody. It's up to them whether they come or not. And that includes family.
Exactly. I love that. And the thing that I was always judged for was, well, are you making any money yet?
Nice.
You know, like, what are you doing now? Right? And so my family got to the point where they don't even know what I do mostly.
Yep.
And I could totally judge them and judge myself for that. And instead it's like, you know what? I'm here to have a good time. I'm here because I care about you guys and let's eat. You know? And that interesting point of view of, even my own interesting point of view of, well, my family should know what I do.
Exactly.
Right? If they don't know what I do, they don't care. Or if they're going to judge me for not having the same job for more than a year or not having the same boyfriend for more than a year or whatever, right? It's my sort of humanoid tendencies, right, aren't the same as anybody in my family. So interesting point of view, they have all their points of view and they do it their way. Interesting point of view, that so do I. Cool.
So everywhere anybody has been judged for not being stable, whether it's jobs, relationships, money, whatever. And meanwhile, to me, that's like the highest compliment in the world.
Yep.
Because no humanoid wants to be pigeonholed into the same thing all the time. So all of that just came up, can we destroy it and create that, please?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And we both mentioned eating, so I want to bring up a point. So how many of you still eat until you burst? So, you know, we talk at Access a lot about the fact that, you know, drugs, alcohol, things like that make you go unconscious, but we also talk about there's a lot of other things, reality TV, shopping, sex, and eating can also make you go unconscious too. So how many people actually eat Thanksgiving dinner till they feel like they're going to burst as a way of going unconscious because they don't really want to deal with their family too?
Mm-hmm. I know I sure used to, and that was the thing. Like, we prepared for it, right? We prepared for the afternoon unconsciousness, and I would be on my way to my mom's house. Like, say all I could think about was when I was going to start eating.
Yeah, I do. I know that.
Right? And then I'd be planning it. I'd be like, okay, I've got to have, you know, what are we going to do for right when I get there? Is there going to be enough food? Is there going to be stuff that I want? Is there going to be enough sugar? And it would start the minute I got there.
Yep.
And it was so cool when last year, I was telling you offline, last year was the first year I didn't totally stuff myself into numbness.
Yep. Me too. And how many cultures can we do a clearing on, even the cultures? Cause like, I grew up with a friend of mine who, whose mom was from Italy. And I mean, the night before Christmas, the night before New Year's, I mean, they have just these spreads of more food than a restaurant. you know, and you are just expected to graze, you know, for 24 hours on all this food and stuff yourself for 24 hours. What is that about? So all of the culture, all the cultural significances of food and everywhere you've been implanted and explanted with that, and everywhere where you might not even have that in this lifetime, but we've all been there and done that every other lifetime. So you got it from somewhere, most likely. Can we just destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Because it's like
the significance with the food. Like, I know I used to have a ton of significance on the food, and then the significance of the stuffing, and then the societal, it was like, you know, are we making the right things? And I even have something still that I'm going back for Christmas this year, since I moved to California. I'll be going back to Denver for Christmas, and I'm like, as long as we have green beans, I'm good. So last year, our organization failed, so we didn't have green beans.
Yep.
And I was really disappointed. It's like, oh, like even though I didn't overeat, I really wanted green beans, right? So what is that even? I'm like, why do I have to have green beans? Why do some people have, like, you know, turkey on Thanksgiving and then pot roast on, or roast beef, I think it is, on Christmas or whatever? Like why is food such a significance in our families, and especially for holidays?
But how many times does that go back to our childhood where, you know, if mom used to make us chocolate chip cookies when we felt bad, when we came home from school, then when we're an adult, every time we feel bad or feel judged or don't feel loved, what do we reach for? A chocolate chip cookie.
Right.
So how many even of these food things are misidentifications and misapplications of love and caring and nurturing or something from our families when we were young?
Exactly. Exactly.
So everything that brought up for anybody, can we destroy and uncreate that, please?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what about, we're going to take our break, but when we come back, let's talk about like relationships in the holidays. Because how many times have like you had a boyfriend or girlfriend and you came home for the holidays and you got judged? Or how many times did you not have anybody that year and you got judged? And that seems to be a huge sticking point for a lot of people. So we're going to take our last break and we'll be back in a minute.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Being outside the box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws, Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people: ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're at the effect of everyone, everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Being Outside the Box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic, acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Being Outside the Box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, Seventh Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at lynnwaldrop.com.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, I'm here with Corey Michelle, and we're talking about, oh, how you judge me. So one of the things we want to talk about is relationships, because I'm sure that's very interesting. You know, you take a boyfriend or girlfriend home, you take a husband or wife home, you get a divorce, something happens, there's a breakup, and now you go back alone for the first time. So one of the things that always helped me was, you know, anything that you make significant owns you. So whether it's the food, whether it's what Uncle Robert says, whether it's the relationship, no matter what it is, if you're making what they're saying or being significant, then you're actually making that more significant than you, the being. And for me, that's not a choice I'm willing to make anymore. I am the most significant thing in my life, and I refuse to contract for anybody, period. So how does that work with relationships?
Yeah, right? Like, and how much when we're around our families, and even I find that during the holidays we're seeing people we don't see often as well, not just family, but friends and things like that, right? And I love how you said that. Like, I'm not willing to put anybody more significant than me. How can we be ourselves, choose for us, and be in whatever we've created, right? So if there's a divorce or a breakup or a new person around, right, like how can we be all that and not be reacting to the judgments or the points of view or the conclusions, oh, this is just the way she is, from our friends and family?
Yeah.
Like, what would it take to just be able to maintain that? You know what? You have your own point of view, and that's actually none of my business. So, okay, great. Interesting point of view. You have that point of view.
You know, it reminds me back in the 80s, we had kind of this thing where we always used to say, you know, I'm going to agree to disagree. It's kind of the same thing, you know. I'm okay with you having your opinion, and I'm even most of the time okay with you expressing it. But do you actually have to buy it? That's the sticking point here.
Right, right. And I remember, so last year I was brought my new boyfriend home to Denver, and I was moving to San Diego and going to be living with him. And we had a long-distance relationship, so this was the first time that we were going to be, you know, together on an ongoing basis. And you know, bringing him into the family, it was always like, okay, so what are they going to think? And even though I was in a space of, well, it doesn't really, it's not going to affect my choices what they think or what they say, they still wanted them to like him, right?
Yeah.
And then when it didn't work out, whatever that means, when we decided not to have the relationship anymore, you know, out comes the truth. You know, we didn't like him in the first place. He was too this, he was too that, right? And I'm always curious of, like, are they trying to make me feel better? Or is that what they thought all along? And even if they did think that all along, wouldn't it even matter to me?
Yeah. And that was something I mentioned to you offline. Like, I had a friend years ago who brought her boyfriend to me, and they were getting ready to get married. And she stepped into the kitchen to go do something, and he looked straight at me and he said, you know, I just want you to know, I get that you and Carrie are great friends, but you and I will never be friends. You're her friend, not mine. And I'm like, this is like the weirdest conversation I ever had with one of my friends, you know, lovers, husbands to be, whatever, right? And I struggled with, do I even say something to her? Can she even receive that? And I actually did say something to her, and it just wasn't something she could even digest in that moment. And literally the whole time they were married, I mean, we barely talked. I mean, as soon as she divorced him, we were back like, you know, we were in the first grade. But it's just interesting what people can receive and what they can't receive.
Right, because we've made so many decisions about what we're choosing, and then we have to prove and defend that they're right.
Yep.
So anybody that says something that's not in alignment with that information or that choice we've made, then we can't hear it.
Yep.
So that's brilliant. Like, can they actually hear this?
So are you guys actually willing to be aware enough and be, know, receive, and perceive the truth of really what's going on in people's worlds? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and create it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, Pock, Pod, Schwartz, Boys, Beyonds. That reminds me, I used to love the movie Powder. I don't know if you guys remember that movie, but I always had this big affinity for it because he was this kid that was so different. He had all these magical powers. He was just an amazing kid, but he was judged horribly for it. And this one bully is trying to beat him up, and he literally just says, as the kid is beating him to death, he just says, I know why you're doing this. I know when you go home every night, your dad beats you and you need somebody to beat on to make you feel better. And I thought, oh man, someday. And this movie's what, 20 something years ago, 30 years ago. I'm just sitting there going, wow, I want to be that aware someday. I remember saying that. Now here I am in Access Consciousness. And that's basically, you know, what I try to facilitate in others and try to be in myself is to be that aware. If you were willing to be truly aware of what was going on in everyone's worlds, no matter what came out their mouth that was a judgment to you or someone else, wouldn't you be aware of what they're saying, why they're saying it, and what they're trying to create with that? And it just wouldn't have any significance to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would see the truth of their world. Are you guys willing to be that aware?
For sure.
So everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and create it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, Pock, Pod, Schwartz, Boys, and Beyonds.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too, because there was a time when my mom, I was having a little fight with my mom. We always had this very tumultuous relationship, and we would get very angry with each other. It was mostly me feeling like I was getting judged and criticized all the time, like I never felt like I could do anything right. And after I started doing Access stuff, lots changed, and we happened to have this one little outburst, and I stopped and I went upstairs and I was like, okay, what else is possible? How does it get better than this? And I said that 10 times and I sat there and I took a deep breath and I said, I'm going to choose something different here because this isn't going anywhere that I'd like to go anymore. And I go downstairs and she says to me, she's like, Corey, you know, I just don't like you. That's what it is. And I was like, wow, Mom, there's something really light about that. Now, before, if she would have said that, I would have been totally triggered. I'm not good enough. You don't love me, all this stuff. And I was like, wow, there's a lightness to that. So tell me more about that, Mom. And she gave me a couple of things. Well, your hair's not curly, or you're a little heavier than I normally I'd like to see you. And then she said something that was brilliant. So she says, Corey, you're just not the same as you used to be.
Ah.
I was like, bingo, there it is right there. I had changed so much, she didn't feel like she knew me anymore.
Yep.
And that was creating a disruption, and like she was trying to, she didn't know what to do with it. And she didn't even have words for it really before that point. And so me changing all the time created this disruption in her world, which looked like her picking on me, right?
Yep.
Or at least that's what it felt like in my world. And really, she was just trying to connect.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's the lightest thing I've heard in a really long time. This is so cool. How does it get better? And it brought so much awareness in my world And if I would have stopped at, I don't like you, I never would have gotten to the truth of it, to be truly aware of what was creating all of this junk between us.
Yep. And a lot of times that judgment is manipulation too, where they don't like the fact that you are so happy now. You are creating and generating the life that you always desired to be and have, you know? And they really want to say, I want that too, and why can't I have that? And those words don't seem to be able to come out.
Yeah, right, because we do so much separation. And, well, if you have it over there, I can't have it over here. And if I haven't done that yet, there's something wrong with me because you can have it, and it just spins around, right?
Yep. So all the separations that either you have created with your family, your friends, your circle, whoever you spend holidays with, and all the separations others have tried to create with you, can we just break through all those barriers right now and destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, Pock, Pod, Schwartz, Boys, and Beyonds. So let's move to gifts, because that's one of my favorite topics of the holidays. I know people who have been buying gifts since August. I know people who, like New Year's Day, run out and go buy enough wrapping paper for 20 years because, you know, it only costs $1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like all your, just like you were talking about, like eating, your whole purpose of like that holiday was the food. We have to have food for this, then food for that, then food for this, then food for that. I mean, there's people that like their whole year, their whole life is based on what can we create for the holiday next year?
Exactly.
Wow. So everything that is, can we destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, all nine, Pock, Pod, Schwartz, Boys, and Beyonds. And how much money is expected for you to spend every year? And have you ever had that interesting exchange where someone bought you a gift and you didn't bring anything for them? And your mind is spinning, the gerbil wheels going, oh my God, what do I do? How do I get out of this situation? What do I give them?
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Okay, so what if we didn't give it so much significance? And are you willing to receive the judgment that even if you gave them what they could receive and said, oh my gosh, I'm such an idiot, I left your present at home. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can come up with any manipulation that's required in that situation. Are you willing to manipulate to make your life easy, or do you have to tell the truth in that situation?
Yeah. Definitely. What else is possible?
Yeah. Yeah. And do you have to buy into everybody else's conclusions that why didn't you buy them a present?
Yeah, you know, that's a big thing, and I mean, not a huge thing in my family, but what we decided to do a long, long time ago was, I'll go in on one gift for each of the kids, right? Each of us. And so we would just kind of contribute to something a little bit bigger, which for me created so much less significance around, oh, I gotta get everybody the right thing, and I have to, you know, live up to this expectation, and it's gotta have the prices on it, or, you know, like the price limit or whatever you want to call it, right? And that was, for my family, worked out really well because it released that expectation, so then we could just be with each other, which in my family it was more valuable than the money, and mostly because we had a point of view that there wasn't a lot of money. Right.
Yep. And it's all really based off of that, your point of view, because my mother-in-law was, she amazed me. Like, I forget, my husband bought her like a $500, you know, necklace for Christmas, but it was one thing. I have never seen a woman so pissed off at Christmas in my whole life. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the next year we bought her like 8 little things that didn't even add up to $100. And she was in hog heaven because to her, opening more presents was better than having one big one. So again, are you willing to look in people's worlds and give them what they can receive to make your life easier?
Exactly.
Because how many people shop from that point of view? Most people shop from, oh, I'm going to give this to Corey because I think Corey will like this, right? We already have an expectation of what they're going to like.
Yep.
Rather than being willing to be, know, receive, and perceive what that might be.
Yeah. And it's so much more fun to receive a gift where people have actually tuned in to what would you like?
Yeah.
What would Lynn like? And at least tap into that energy, and whatever that is, it could be something that's homemade or a dollar.
Exactly.
Or it could be a lot more than that. It doesn't, like for me, it doesn't matter. Like if you just buy me something just to buy it for me, I don't really have stuff in my house that doesn't belong, right? Like if it's not a contribution to me, if it's not functional, it's not in my house. So if you buy me something like that, then it likely isn't going to stay in my house. Right.
So how much money do people waste buying presents that are never going to be used?
Exactly.
And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but Corey, it's been fabulous, but literally we are out of time. Guys, I hope you got some tools to use for your holiday season this year. Thank you, Corey. I'd love to have you on again.
I would love to be on again. Thank you so much, Lynn.
And thank you guys for joining the Vibration Revolution, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you again for joining us for Being Outside the Box. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have a glorious and adventurous week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.